Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the greatest weekly internet global show on this face of the earth, the Minister Cynthia Williams Blog Talk Radio Show. We are so excited that you have allowed us into your world, and hopefully you are ready to receive some very powerful information surrounding life itself from our host Minister Williams and her call-in guests and listeners. If you have questions or just want to add a comment, just push the number one key on your phone. Well, here is our most beautiful, caring and loving host. Do not forget, knowledge.
Good morning, precious ones. This is morning here in Chicago, Illinois, and here in the United States of America. And you precious ones, as I've always said to you, you are not alone. We are spirit souls in the physical body. And as the example of the man, Jesus Christ, we're in the world, but not of the world, in the sense that we're all spiritual beings living this human experience. And as we live this human experience, I want you to recognize that whether your problems are in the individual family, community, country, because there's so much going on around the world, globally, I just want to let you know that you are not alone and that we're more than the flesh. At this moment in time here in the state of Illinois, city of Chicago, you have much going on. I mean, I know this movie director, many of you may be aware of, Spike Lee, has been here in Chicago filming for his movie Chi-Raq, in the sense of the murder rate of black-on-black crime here has been horrendous. We just had a 9-year-old little boy get killed, murdered. It's just sad. But also we have those who are trying to help the situation, such as my guest, who is the head of a Cook County office. Her name is Dorothy Brown. She's the clerk of Cook County Circuit Court here in Chicago, Illinois, located in the Daly Center. It has a Picasso. Whenever you see Chicago, they always show that Picasso in a large in front of the building. And that's where her office resides, and the court is located. The courts are located in that building. She is our guest speaker this morning, and she's being challenged herself. It always happens when we live in this world, in the man-made world. There's always challenges to us, individually, family, as I say, community, and then when we serve in our high positions. But this woman, I love her. She's an evangelist, so that means that she's a spiritual woman who believes in the divine and the fact that we all are created in God's image. And Dorothy, are you on the line now?
She has not called in. Mama Z is on the line. And Mr.
Let's put my co-host on, my lovely co-host. Or she's calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I do believe. Put her on the line, and we will talk with her until our guest comes on.
Ms. Brown may be on it. 957, but you have other callers. You have Mama AZ on.
Yes, Mama AZ, lovely. How are you, my darling? Where are you calling from again? Oh, my God, you travel all across this country.
I hope.
Beautiful, fantastic woman. My co-host is beautiful. Many of you may not be aware she traveled from High Point, North Carolina, all across the country, driving a truck filled with all of her items, her grandfather's. We call them rocks, but no, she respects the nature and all that it has to offer because we're all connected. Yes, Mama Izzy, how you doing, lovely?
Can you hear me, Minister?
Yes, I can.
No.
Yes, we can.
Greetings.
I hope. Greetings.
I hope. Greetings to you, Brother Cliff, Mr. Glover. And did you say Miss Sophia is tuned in too?
I hope so. I pray that she is. I asked her to tune in, yes. Do you see her number, Cliff?
Well,
what numbers do you see now?
Yes, I already see. She's. Wait a minute. She has not time to get in, though, but somebody has a question at 957.
So you have another number? No problem. There are other people that may call in.
Yeah,
hi, baby. That's Sophia calling from Las Vegas. Hi, darling.
Yes. Yeah, I was already on, but I guess, yeah, how you doing? I was already chimed in, but I guess Cliff didn't see me.
Yeah,
but
he didn't see me. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
ma'am.
But I was here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Well, thank you for calling. And Maisie, I don't know if you're aware, Sophia, I didn't get a chance to tell you. She, like I said, she's traveled. And this woman is fantastic, like we all are. And she has physical inharmonies, that's what I call them. And she sends me a picture of her. Where were you, standing in front of Arkansas with your cane? She has traveled across the country. She's fantastic, just like we are.
And she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Minister, that was no easy journey. I'm still recuperating from that.
Mm-hmm.
At the young age of 64, you know, it took me 9 days to get there, but it took me a little bit less to get back because angels were assisting me and traveling back, and I could not have accomplished that mission without those very special angels. So I'm very grateful. Thank you. Thank God.
You're
I love you, Miss Sophia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, hello? Has your guest called in yet?
Yeah, Minister, you also have a call. You also have a call from 957, and you got a call.
That's wonderful. Okay. So you don't have Dorothy's number? Isn't showing up yet?
No, it is not showing up yet. No matter.
Because I just spoke with her, just like I called everyone that I could think of.
You got one of three. Then this may be her 312-624.
No, that's Dr. Marcella Bay. Hello?
No. 312-780 would be her number. 312-780.
Hello?
Hello?
In the meantime, yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yes.
Okay, this is Dr. Marcella Bay. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. Hi. Thank you for calling in. Mom AZ, is this one of the ladies you talked about?
No, ma'am.
Denise.
No, ma'am. That's Sister Gilletta out of Sacramento.
Okay,
and
that's right.
No.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Is Marcella in Chicago.
Denise's
friend. Oh,
my God. Oh, Marcella. Hi.
Yes.
She's calling from Chicago. Fantastic woman here. Oh, my God. I've spoken to her. So, Marcella, I'm looking for our guest speaker. I just called her, and she does have the number to call in. That is Dorothy Brown. Sophia and Mom AZ, Marcella is aware of this fantastic woman. Right, Marcella? Isn't she fantastic?
Well, God is fantastic.
Our guest speaker, Honorable Dorothy M. Brown, clerk of Cook County Circuit Court.
This is Cynthia's talk show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Cynthia?
I can hear you.
Yes.
I just want to call in and say thanks for inviting me. This is Denise. I'm on the road.
Hi, Denise. Denise is aware. She's a Chicago girl. She's part of our group of strong black women. Okay, God bless you. And I'm looking for my guest speaker because I just called her to remind everybody to hold tight. Cliff, do you see her number yet?
No, I did not see the 312-708 number. No, I don't.
She hasn't called in. She may be having difficulty with her phone. She's calling me right now. Everybody hold tight. Let me see what's going on. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope.
I'll make it. There's a little pop right here.
Oh, boy. Hello, Cliff?
Yes, ma'am.
He's saying she's trying to get in, but she says they says the show is full. I don't understand that. You're the technical person. Is there anything you can look at? All you ladies are on the line.
Other number, the other number I have is 773-585.
Okay, try that number.
Okay.
And see, because maybe that's the number she's calling in on. Hello?
Okay.
Because she says it's full. She's trying to get in. I don't know, this technology. Ladies, or everyone that's listening, this technology is what it is. And she just called and said she's trying to get in. And it says it's full. So what do we have here? Hello?
We have the...
Everybody is here.
Well, yeah, I tell you, she says she's trying to call in. What's going on, Cliff? Do you know? This is my tech support. Great guy. This is a guy, ladies, that supports me in my work, so it's not impossible. We can still have males who are part of the divine who support us. He loves his mother, and I love that too. See, that's a good clue right there. So you see anything, Cliff, my brother? Hello? Oh, we have lost him too.
No,
oh my God.
Just said something.
See, 312-64-624. It's only 312,
well,
I see.
But not 78.
No.
Not 708. Not 708.
No.
Now, this is really interesting that my show would not have more than enough people. Oh, God. Y'all forgive me, please. But as we talk, we put that person on to, okay, who is it? What is their name and where are they calling from, please?
Okay, telephone number is 312-624.
That's my phone number.
Okay. The other number is...
Marcella.
Go ahead, Marcella. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, that was my number, 624-8288.
Okay, now, Cliff, try another number. Do you have another one, darling?
Okay, it's 773-957.
We'll put that person on.
That's Denise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now go on. You got any more numbers?
The other one is... That's the only ones I see with 312. There's the other number at 773-585. It's almost time for a commercial break. Hello, Minister.
Hello,
Minister Williams. It's time for commercial
break. She's trying to call back again. I don't know what this technology. It never happened before, and she's called in and was a guest before. We're going to try again, 312-708. God bless us, and we know that we're not going to allow this negative technology to keep us from this fantastic woman. We're all here. We're all strong women. Marcella, it's good to hear your voice again. Yes, because you're a strong black woman, too. And then we are here to do the work that God has given us to do. Sophia, Mamezi, myself, Denise, who's calling in, we're all very intelligent and very guided by the divine to help us do our work. I tell you, has she called in yet? Because she's trying to get through.
No.
Give me her phone number, and I can put her in on three-way on my phone.
Well, if this is her private number, she doesn't want that disclosed.
Oh, well, okay.
I can put her with
you
right now.
Try and put her on your three-way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do that.
This time
push flash, dial her number, and then push flash again.
Mm-hmm. So, Cliff, what's happening now?
It's time to take a break, Minister. Were you ready?
Well, I really wanted to have this conversation, but we can talk about her in a positive way, which I can guide that. Let's do a little bit of this break, and then maybe I can get through to her again, or she can get through. Okay, Cliff, see what you can do. Call Mr. Glover. Find out what's going on. Go ahead, put the commercial on, please.
Okay.
It is 3 o'clock in the morning somewhere, and life must move on, for time waits for no one, male or female. Once again, another great and pleasurable Saturday morning with our psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams. Minister Williams started this blog talk radio show 3 years ago and has grown an unbelievable listening population global. That has shown love and been very grateful to the minister for ministering her positive, powerful thoughts. As the minister moves and lives in the flow of divine providence and experience the love and guidance of the Spirit, as she helps others to connect with those who have crossed over, plus one's angels and guides. Her goal is to help others realize the true beauty of their life and their unique place in this universe. As a psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams offers her services as a holistic communicator, always searching for the appropriate way to get to the very bottom of things and successful positive solutions. She is your moderator and a translator of the energies. Helping people to enjoy their lives has always been an important passion for her, for she is a nurturer at heart. To make donations, ask questions about the show, or her counseling services at affordable fee, call Minister Cynthia M. Williams today at 312-802-4743. Once again, the number is 312-802-4743.
Hello, Cliff. Did Mr. Glover explain what he thinks might be going on with the phone? We can't.
Mr. Glover, no.
Do you see anything that's blocking her from calling you? She says it's full, and
well,
I don't understand that.
Neither. This has never happened. Never.
I know. Never.
Excuse me. If someone on the phone has her phone number, that she don't mind having a number, they need to call her on three-way, and then she can be in on the conversation.
This is true, but I don't know how to do that.
Okay, I just told her. Let me tell you again. Push flash. You know, like if somebody calls you, you got to push that button to answer.
Yes.
The call that's coming through, push that button. When you get a dial tone, dial her number. Let the phone ring. Then push the button again after she answers and tell her you're about to connect her on the three-way. And then just push that button again, and then she'll be in on the conversation.
Right.
I'll try that. Thank you. Everybody be patient. Thank you, Marcella. Let me try.
Take another commercial break, okay? Okay, Minister?
Yes, go ahead.
All right.
3 o'clock in the morning, baby.
What happened?
Come dragging to my door. It ain't the time that bothers me. I just don't want to be bothered with you no more, you see. I'm tired of the things you say.
It is 3 o'clock in the morning somewhere, and life must move on. For time waits for no one, male or female. Once again, another great and pleasurable Saturday morning with our psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams. Minister Williams started this blog talk radio show 3 years ago and has grown an unbelievable listening population global. That has shown love and been very grateful to the minister for ministering her positive, powerful thoughts. As the minister moves and lives in the flow of divine providence and experience the love and guidance of the Spirit, as she helps others to connect with those who have crossed over, plus one's angels and guides. Her goal is to help others realize the true beauty of their life and their unique place in this universe. As a psychic advisor and spiritual counselor, Minister Cynthia M. Williams offers her services as a holistic communicator, always searching for the appropriate way to get to the very bottom of things and successful positive solutions. She is your moderator and a translator of the energies. Helping people to enjoy their lives has always been an important passion for her, for she is a nurturer at heart. To make donations, ask questions about the show, or her counseling services at affordable fee, call Minister Cynthia M. Williams today at 312-802-4743. Once again, the number is 312-802-4743.
Yes, Minister Williams, the Honorable Dorothy Brown is out for the circuit court.
I think she's still on the other line trying to get that lady.
Yeah, she's on right now. She's on.
Cynthia, she's probably still trying to connect the other call.
We have the Honorable Dorothy Brown on. How are you doing?
Hello. Yes.
I'm fine. How are you?
Yes. This
great.
Is Minister Williams and Cliff. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Yes.
Yes. Dorothy just
she's
called
on,
me and
she's
said
on the line
that it's
right now.
Okay. Go right in here. Honorable Dorothy Brown, Clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court. Thank you, ladies. Everyone that's listening in. Go right ahead, Dorothy.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good morning.
Good morning. Very blessed. Very blessed. How are you?
Thank everybody for their prayers and positive thoughts, please. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. Dorothy, I wanted you to come on because of being here in Chicago, very political, and you have held your office. Hello. We're talking
with
the guest speaker. Yes. Would you give us a background on yourself, your office, and share with us what's going on here in Chicago?
Well, good morning. Thank you, Reverend, and I appreciate your having me on your show this morning. You have always been a great friend of mine, and I appreciate you and all that you do for the community and for people and specifically. I am the clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County. I was elected in the year 2000 to hold this office. I am the first African-American to be the clerk of the circuit court, we have just been working very hard over the years to, first of all, bring the office into the 21st century. I inherited a very antiquated, outdated office, and we've been just slowly and meticulously with the funds that we've been attributed making the kind of changes that are necessary to bring the office into the 21st century. So we're excited about a lot of the things that we've done. I'm also a woman of God, and just believe in a strong woman of faith. I know the Reverend is, and that's why I make that statement. We have a mobile app that we brought to the office, which is one of the minor technology advancements that we've made. So I just want to bring that to people because anywhere you are in the country or in the world, for that matter, you can go into the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and download our mobile app and search and see any case that you may have in the system from a civil standpoint as well as any traffic tickets that you may have in our system as well. We operate off of five strategic initiatives on a day-to-day basis, 21st century technology, improving customer service, operational efficiency, financial accountability, and we don't want to leave the employees out. We train and develop our employees. That's how I've been able to do the things that I have been able to do over the last 15 years. I'm the longest serving clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois, up for re-election in March of 2016, and look forward to being re-elected with the support of the people.
Yes,
One of the things that I also do that I've come on this show many times to talk about is my Second Chance Expungement Summit. When I took office and realized that people had the ability to apply to get their criminal records. These are misdemeanor offenses, things that are nonviolent that the law says that they can actually get expunged off of their records. But I realized that a lot of people were not taking advantage of it. They didn't even know about expungement. As far as they knew, you had to get a pardon from the president. That's what most of us had heard about. And so I am working with Congressman Danny Davis. I was brought into knowledge of the expungement process and realized, too, in looking at the office, that my office is a central point of the expungement process because I accept all the petitions for expungement. So what I wind up decided to do, was to hold an expungement summit, bring my entire office and the state's attorney and the public defender and Illinois public defender and the all of the various police agencies from the different communities, especially Chicago Police Office Department, to the community one Saturday all day, have hundreds of attorneys, and we even have judges now there as well, so that people can actually see an attorney, hear about whether or not their case is expungable or not, and get that second chance. It is nationally known what I do. I wrote a guide for the National Association of County Officials because they recognize the importance of what I do to give people a second chance, and they asked me to write a guide, and people are replicating, duplicating, doing what I have done here in Cook County across the country. So we are a model to the country in many, many things that we do, especially this expungement summit. I just believe people should be able to get a second chance. I think, finally, a lot of elected officials understand the societal cost of not letting people get the opportunity to be able to take care of themselves and their own family.
Excuse me, Minister Williams, you have like 3 minutes left in the regular broadcast. And you have somebody to ask a question at 312-624. Minister Williams?
Oh.
Okay, I don't know what happened to Minister Williams. It must be technical difficulties. You know, you know what?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay,
yes,
let's get the phone call, question and statement, and where that person is calling from for Doug Brown.
Okay, 312-624.
That would be me, Marcella, Dr. Marcella Bay.
Yes, Dr. Marcella, would you have a question or statement?
No, no.
Okay. Anyone else? What do we have? That was a question or statement?
Okay, I can propose a question. Ms. Brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Does the city have? Well, I know they do because I hear them talking about it, the police and stuff. But I'm still not very clear on what their plan is for. To deal with this gun issue that we got here in Chicago, all these killings and so forth. What are they planning on doing about that?
Really,
I know they talk about gun control, but that's all it is a phrase is what I see. You know,
yes.
They say it, but I haven't seen anything. This is nothing new.
Well, you know, gun control, you're absolutely right. It's just a easy thing to fall back on. I think it's a much, much larger issue than that. We have to deal with the societal ills that's happening in these communities, in our communities, in all of the communities across the city. I believe, too, and of course, I'm a county clerk, so clerk of the courts, so I believe across the county. I also believe that we have to, the root of the problem is our children are not taught in school how to deal with conflict. You know, there is a concept called social emotional learning. Now, if people don't understand that, they can talk about positive psychology or just helping the children understand how to be better, build character, if you will. Because children are not always learning that in their families. Sometimes they're from broken homes, and sometimes the parent is out working a lot, so they don't really get a chance to interact with the children. Parents do the best they can. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But so for those majority of the children that don't get that sort of thing, I believe that the Chicago Public Schools and any school really need to teach children how to deal with conflict. That's dealing with your emotions and how to deal with it better than what some of us were taught was, if he hit you, you better not come home and tell me he hit you and you didn't hit him back. You know, that's what we were taught. And that's what a lot of children are still being told. Now they're not hitting, they're shooting.
Amen.
And so, and then also, we need to make sure that our curriculums are equitable around the city. You know, we have magnet schools, now we have charter schools, we have, you know, certain types of schools. But the schools that don't have these specialties, their curriculums are so low, and so even if a child is intelligent, his intelligence is not manifested because the curriculum that he or she is taught is not up to par. And so, therefore, the child starts out behind. Child can't get a decent ACT or SAT score, so therefore the child can't go to a decent college, even if he or she wants to, and therefore can't get a decent job. And what happens? They wind up committing crimes. So you got social-emotional learning on how to deal with conflict, and then you have poor education, can't get a job, then what do people result to? Crime. So that would, you know, so that deals with the children that are still in school. But now, let me just add this one thing, too. I was a part of sponsoring a bill. I wasn't sponsored, but I, you know, we worked to get sponsors of a bill on teaching in to every child in the ninth grade. Every child would have been mandated to take a class on what we call teen dating violence or domestic violence or something which would really also incorporate teaching children how not to bully. And so to me, that was kind of a social emotional type of a learning too, because if you're going to teach a person how not to hit their significant other, then you're really teaching them how to control their emotions, and that helps as well. And that would have been a mandatory class for every ninth grade, and I worked on that legislation, and I worked on a proposal of how to do that that we presented to the legislature as well, and that was just last year. See, these are the kind of things that I do. You know, we have to do more than just hold our individual offices. We have to be concerned about the community as a whole.
Uh-huh.
But what I was going to say is we can deal with the schools, but there are a lot of course, we have to deal with the children, the men and women that are already out of school. And so you have to have some kind of program that are dealing directly with, let's say, 18 to 30-year-olds to help them learn how to deal with conflict, to help them with job training. So what they didn't learn in school, they get a chance to get trained up on a job. They have a lot of new manufacturing in the city of Chicago, but our children cannot, our people cannot get those jobs because they didn't learn the technology part, because these jobs require technology. Well, let's have some job training to help people with learning how to work on these new manufacturing jobs. The 18 to 30-year-olds, that's where a lot of this is happening as well.
You have a caller.
Do we have any other callers? Any other callers?
Yeah, yes. 773-585.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is Donnell Glover from Chicago.
Hi, Donnell.
Yes, sir, your question or comment?
I have a little bit of both. What I find our public schools is doing, Ms. Brown, is no longer teaching our kids how to think. They're teaching our kids how to do what we as a system, we as the government, tell you to do. And then there's a situation where we tell the kids that the only way you can get a job is you go to college. I have myself, for one, I wanted to become a caseworker, and they said I could not become a caseworker because I didn't have a college degree. And I wound up being a caseworker for 18 years and 11 months, and the majority of the time I was supervising individuals that had high degrees, including psychologists and doctors. You know, it's a situation that we as parents, it starts at home first, we as parents have to train our kids. And I know when I was coming up, in the time I was coming up, there was a situation where the parents had control of the kids. And this was in black communities where white individuals would hire black mothers to get their kids in control. But our system has taken that away simply because so many of our politicians and other individuals have interests and part owners of jails, prison systems, and et cetera. So, you know, mm-hmm. it starts with us, you know, as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, no,
we as black people have low self-esteem and self-hatred among each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Glover, did you have a question for her? I know that was a statement. Did you have a question for her? I know that's fantastic information.
No, I just had a statement. You know.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Is there anybody else that's on the line?
I'd like to comment. I'd like to make a comment on what Mr. Glover just said.
Yes.
I'd like to make a comment on what Mr. Glover just said. Mr. Glover, you're absolutely right. It starts in the home. And back in our day, and I'm not sure what your generation is.
I'm
62. Okay, and I'm 62. Back in our day, our parents were in the home. They didn't have a lot of education, but they taught us what they could. And then we had Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and things like that to help us as well. And you know, for the most part, everybody, there was a very rare family in the community that didn't attend the local church as well. And so we learned things in Sunday school. These days, things have changed somewhat. And also back in our day, we did not have a lot of we were the ones that went off to colleges, but not a lot of us did, because there were a lot of jobs that we could do without a college education.
Correct.
But now, because so many people went to college, there are jobs now that you can do it without a college education, but because you have all these college-educated people competing with you, it's harder to get them, because then they have the pick of the crop now. What you did was wonderful back in those days. You could just be smart. You could just be intelligent, and people would hire you for these jobs. But and 9 times out of 10, you didn't have that as much competition with the people with the college degrees. Of course, they came along later, but by that time, you already had 20 years on them. So,
let
yes,
me say
you're
this,
the one
Ms.
that
Brown.
Should, you know.
Let me say this. I have 28 mm-hmm. daughters and 3 sons. Out of that 31 kids, 24 of them went to college. It's within the individual. You cannot allow the system to tell you what you can do and what you can't do. You know, and that's just the situation. The system is dumbing us down as human beings and as citizens. And we no longer can depend on our politicians.
Hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Glover. Is there any other callers that would like to ask Dorothy Brown, make a question or statement to her before the show begins?
No, not
about
right now.
Yes, Dr. Marcella Bay.
Okay, hold on, Marcella. Dr. Marcella, hold on 1 second. There's no one else, Cliff, that would like to pose a question.
Dr. Marcellus is the only one that has a question.
Okay, my lady is gone. Her phone calls up for a long time. Hold on, doctor. Now, my question, too, let me ask a question before the show ends very quick. Trying to get my 2 hours back, everybody. Evangelist, Honorable Dorothy Brown, my question to you is, with the challenges politically here in Chicago, how are you dealing with the challenges that you're going through here with this so-called FBI probe regards to the ethical business practices that you have? How are you dealing with that? How is that working for you right now?
Yeah, 4 minutes left, Minister.
Well, you know, I respect the legal process. So what I'm doing is living my life every day, working hard. People that know me, people know how hard I work. And they know that I operate off the highest of integrity. So I'm continuing to struggle, just like Dr. King said, with dignity and discipline and continuing to get the work done in my office. I ask people to help me in whatever way they can with my petition drive. I gave out a number yesterday, 773-769-7173 that they can call and inquire.
Repeat that number again right now. Repeat that number again.
773-769-7173 is a number that you can call. Leave a voicemail and we will get back with you with the information concerning helping us with our petition drive.
And that petition drive is to do what?
To make sure that we have the adequate number of signatures to get on the ballot.
And that election will be when again?
The election is March 15th, 2016.
Yes, that's beautiful. Repeat that number one more time because I myself would love to have a petition so I can get some addresses and whatever. What qualifies a person to sign the petition?
You have to be a registered voter in Cook County. To circulate the petition, you just have to be a citizen of the United States and be over 18 years old, regardless of where you live. And, of course, you have to be you have to be a citizen over 18 years old and a registered voter.
So when they call in, then can those
not a registered voter, I'm sorry,
be emailed
to people? To sign, you just have to circulate. You just need to be 18 years old and a citizen of the United States.
So what are the ways that one can get a petition? Are they emailed? Is there an office where people may have to come to?
Yes, it will be an office. Either we can get them to them. They just call that number. We get their information, and we will take care of that process. And, of course, you can call my personal cell, and I can make sure that someone gets that to you.
Thank you. And you know what, Honorable Dorothy Brown Evangelist, with this FBI probe and the political process in Chicago, they say in New York, with the entertainment business, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And I was sharing with some people I know, if you can make it in Chicago political, you can make it anywhere. I'm telling you, it is rough in the South. I've been here since Dawes Bailey was the mayor of the dome. And it is something. And it's a way to be successful. And you have the key. And that is our spiritual consciousness and awareness as we go through the process of being elevated in this world to continue to help others. We're not anti anyone else. What did Mayor Washington say, Mayor? He says, because I'm pro-black does not mean I'm anti-white. So we who are a part of the spirituals, we know that we have work to do as we help people in the world that we live in. And as we progress higher, we continue to do the work that we feel the divine has guided us to. Do you agree with that? Honorable Dorothy Brown.
Oh, we have to continue to work. We have to continue to work. We have to continue to work for all people. You know, I understand that, I'm not, I feel that, I'm in the political business. These kind of things come with the territory. People can, create false accusations and that sort of thing. And they have to do their work, so just like I do in my office, whenever I get some kind of complaint, I have to do that work. I know that I operate off of the highest of integrity. But we're going to continue to work for all communities, in Cook County. You know, I've been so pleased about the response that I've received from the people that know me, from my supporters, I have people walking up to me on the street, hugging me tight, saying that they're with me, they're praying for me, and they support me because they know my work. They know my work. And I'm just about service. I am a servant. When I got into this business, I got into it.